Hi, I'm Vancouver Sun columnist Dan Fumano, and I'm here with the Sun and Province's Metro Vancouver and transportation reporter, Jennifer Saltman. Jennifer, thank you for joining us today.
You're so welcome.
So as we get ready for the municipal elections coming up on October 20th, Jen has recently been looking into some of the transportation issues and debates around transit in the region's two biggest municipalities, Vancouver and Surrey. So Jen, can you tell us kind of what are the debates in these two municipalities? Why don't we start with Surrey? What's going on in Surrey?
Surrey, the debate has really flared up around SkyTrain versus LRT. There's been sort of a small movement in the city for a few years advocating for SkyTrain over LRT, and some parties have taken it up as part of their platforms. So we have parties that are really pro-LRT, ones that are very anti-LRT and pro-SkyTrain, and then you do have some that are a bit more moderate in the middle.
And LRT, for those who may not know, that's like, what is it, light rapid transit?
It's light rail, and it technically, if you want to be a super nerd about it.
Of course.
SkyTrain is actually LRT, but it's ALRT. And we're looking at grade LRT in Surrey. So we're talking about streetcars, essentially.
Yeah. Okay. But, I mean, there's a plan in place now for Surrey to build an LRT system, like a light rail system. That plan is already in place, right?
Yeah. It's been planned for at least a decade. It was in the mayor's plan that was that went to referendum and was rejected. It's been in the plan since then. It's passed muster at TransLink with the board of directors and the mayor's council. Surrey's been advocating for it. It's been a long time coming, but it doesn't seem to deter the people who are very pro SkyTrain.
So it takes a long time to get to this point, and then now they finally have the commitments of funding from the senior levels of government. So the feds have kicked in money, the province has kicked in the money, and these projects can't get built without those senior governments, I guess, right?
Yeah, we're talking billions of dollars for rapid transit. So it's been at least the past year of TransLink going to the province and to the federal government, you know, longer, but the past year has been really they've been going hard at it, you know, with their hands out saying, we need this transit and we need the money for it. So there's been a lot of lobbying on behalf of the region to get this money in place. And it was committed and recommitted, and then I think recommitted. So this week, Mark.
Lots of photo opportunities there, I guess.
Exactly. Everybody wants to get their face out there to show that they've supported this. So this week, as John Horgan and Justin Trudeau said, that the checks are in the mail. They're not coming back. The money is coming.
And then, so I guess as far as the candidates' position, like some of the mayoral candidates, you've got Tom Gill, who is the candidate for Surrey First, which is the party that's been in power for a decade, I guess, in Surrey, plus even more.
Yeah, Tom has been a councillor there since 2005. He's pro-LRT, as Surrey First has been. That's been their position. That's what they've been lobbying for. They think it's best for the city. They see it as more of a city-building exercise to have this kind of transit. Their thinking is that SkyTrain gets you from one place to another real fast. LRT is more, the at-grade LRT is more of a community because the stations are lower. You can build not just around the stations themselves, but you can build up and down the entire line. So that's sort of what they're looking at. They're talking about moving Surrey residents within Surrey as opposed to, you know, downtown Vancouver.
Right. But then you've got Doug McCallum, who, of course, was the mayor of Surrey a while ago.
Yeah, he was defeated by Diane Watts in, I believe it was 2005. So he ran in the last election unsuccessfully. with the Safe Surrey Coalition. He's resurrected that this year and is testing his luck again with a slate of candidates. And one of their main arguments is against LRT. His idea is to scrap it completely and take the money that's committed to that and move it over to a SkyTrain line between Surrey and Langley, so starting at King George and going to the city of Langley.
But as we've just been talking about, I mean, this LRT plan is years and years in the making, billions of dollars of commitments already in place. Do you know why, like, Mr. McCallum wants to tear that up, and what makes him think that he could make SkyTrain work now when, you know, it took this many years and this many billions of dollars to get to this point?
He said, based on the people he's spoken to, they want SkyTrain. They don't want LRT. He also thinks LRT is an inferior technology. He says it's not what should be used for Surrey. You know, he's looking at the other municipalities, you know, the Tri-Cities, Vancouver. You know, why do they get SkyTrain while we get LRT? That's his argument there.
But I think in the story you've filed this week, it mentions that just this week, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told the media that if a new Surrey Council were to change its mind, the money that the federal government has committed could not be transferred to another project. Trudeau specifically said that it's not transferable. We are moving forward with Surrey LRT regardless of the outcome of the next election, the next municipal election.
Yeah, and I managed to corner John Horgan after the event that happened this week and ask him the question, you know, what happens if Doug McCallum or another group that's really pro SkyTrain gets elected or you know, gets a majority on council, where do we go from here? And he said, essentially, discussion over. It's happening. You're getting LRT. It's what the council has wanted. The city wants it. It's happening. So he says, look to the future as opposed to dwelling on what's happening now. And I know that, in particular, Doug McCallum's team has been really focusing on a tiny part of Trudeau's statement that says further discussions can take place if a council decides that it wants SkyTrain over LRT. And he's taking that nugget and saying, but look, we can actually move the money over. The clarification I got from the Prime Minister's office was, no, that's not what that means. It means that we can have discussions about a SkyTrain, but the LRT money is the LRT money. There's no transferring the money back and forth. It's committed to a specific project. In spite of that, you know, Doug's sticking to his guns. So, you know, this is where we are. This is the debate that's taking place.
Does it seem like he thinks he's kind of optimistic about his ability to maybe change the Prime Minister's mind or convince him? Or
extremely confident, I would say. He's basing it on the fact that when he was mayor, pardon me, he was on the TransLink board, I guess, at the time. And he said he helped negotiate funding for things like the Canada Line. So he seems to think that his experience with negotiating with upper levels of government will serve him well in this case. I believe he's being a bit optimistic, but, mm-hmm. you know, maybe he has those powers of persuasion. You never know. But from what I've heard from those with the checkbooks, they're saying it's not happening. You're getting LRT because this has been the plan.
Fair enough. And then I guess finally, what does Bruce Hain say? So Bruce Hain formerly was a councillor, or he's a councillor now, but I guess he was with the Surrey First Party, but now he's struck off on his own and he's running for mayor against Surrey First and Tom Gill. And what's Hain's position? Where does he weigh in on this?
He's a bit more moderate. When I spoke with him, you know, he's saying LRT is not inferior. It's different. You know, being a Surrey First person, he was pro LRT, but he does say if he had a magic wand that he could wave, he might reverse the order of the project. So there's a second wave of rapid transit supposed to come to Surrey after this initial line is built, connecting Guildford, the center of Surrey at Newton. This line is supposed to go out to Langley along Fraser Highway. And Bruce's thoughts are that he would like to reverse the order of that because he sees that line as more of a priority. He also said he's not necessarily convinced of the need for the light rail line to Guildford. He'd like to see the Newton line extended towards South Surrey instead. But he's cognizant that he doesn't have a magic wand, or at least not one that can change transit. And he says, you know, at this point, the money's committed. I'm not going to throw it back in the government's face because we'll never see it again. Let's go with the LRT. But when we're talking with the Surrey-Langley line, there's a gut feeling on his behalf that it's good as a SkyTrain line because you are going to be looking to move a lot of people from Langley, you know, into Surrey and also beyond into Vancouver.
And can you tell us, where are the other candidates? There are a couple of other parties in Surrey running for positions this October. Where do they fall on this issue?
So McCallum isn't alone in his thoughts about SkyTrain. There's a team that is called People First Surrey, not to be confused with Surrey First. They sort of grew out of the SkyTrain for Surrey movement. So they are pro SkyTrain, but they have said that they will do sort of a referendum with the public and use that as a way to bolster their argument in favor of SkyTrain. And there's another group, Proudly Surrey, that is sort of in Bruce Haynes' type of camp, where they say, you know, we're not able to fathom the idea of taking committed money and throwing it in the garbage. But, you know, there is an argument for SkyTrain to Langley. So there's some other parties out there with some similar views.
Great. And then hopping across to the other side of the Fraser River, if we look at Vancouver, what's kind of the big transit debate there?
So, of course, in Vancouver, there's always a variety of things that people can argue about, but we decided to focus on rapid transit as well to sort of keep consistent. And they're getting a $2.8 billion extension to the SkyTrain, about 6 kilometers, 6 stations, and it's going from VCC Clark to Arbutus. And the argument there is around extending it to UBC. It's not up for debate whether it should go to UBC, but more when, how, what mode of transportation, that sort of thing. The line to UBC is sort of where the positions are being taken.
So the current plan, like the one that the government is, the federal government and the provincial government and the, I guess, TransLink, the one that they've all committed money to, the current plan has the line going east-west, mostly along Broadway and close to Broadway, to underground. Broadway. Underground ending at the westernmost point would be ending at Arbutus, Broadway and Arbutus, right?
Yeah, and from there you'd have people hopping on an amended B-line. That
right.
would take them out to UBC.
Right.
The remaining, I can't remember how many kilometers out to,
right.
out to UBC.
But some of the mayoral candidates are kind of, I guess it sounds like everyone's kind of in agreement that it should eventually get out to UBC. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. And you have, a lot of people are saying sooner rather than later, but you have someone like Shauna Sylvester, who is an independent, saying once you get shovels in the ground or the giant boring machine under the road, you don't take it out. You keep going because there's starting and stopping cost. There's nothing's getting cheaper if you put it off. So once you start, you keep going. That's her thinking on that.
Bore, baby, bore.
Yes, exactly. And let me just double check here. There's a lot of people sort of in the middle where they're saying, you know, sooner rather than later, it's okay being phased, but we want that phase to be moved up because I think the idea now is within sort of the next 20 or 30 years. The current plan for the region is a 10-year plan. it's not part of the 10-year plan. There's some money for some planning work, you know, preliminary routing, that sort of thing. But there's, you know, no shovels in the ground in the foreseeable future. So a lot of people would like to see that moved up sooner. I know Kennedy Stewart is one of those people. And then you have those in favor of more studies. Vision Vancouver wants to study. They want to study, I guess, the financial implications.
But wasn't there a similar study done fairly recently?
I think it was
when Vision Vancouver was in power.
Yeah, I think about 5 years ago. Okay. So there was something done. I'm not quite sure what the argument is to replicate it, but
maybe this one would be different somehow.
Things get more expensive as time goes on, so maybe
they
there's that that argument. I don't know. And then NPA sort of decided, you know, Ken Sim didn't really take a position on a lot of the rapid transit related stuff other than to say, yes, it should go out to UBC, but we also need to do a study.
A study.
So yes.
Pro study.
An independent review, actually.
Okay.
One that's not going to take years, but, you know, it needs to be comprehensive. And, you know, then they'll decide on what they're thinking in terms of who should pay and how it should be done. And when you talk to everybody about this, they all definitely agree that UBC has a role to play.
Yeah.
Something along the lines of the role that the airport played in doing
right.
the Canada Line, where they were responsible for stations on Sea Island.
Right.
Maybe the station at UBC gets built by UBC. Maybe they contribute a certain amount to the overall extension of the project. You know, we're not sure how that looks, and UBC has not committed a dollar amount. But
no.
And I think they also agree that they do have a role to play in it other than just advocacy.
Right, because UBC isn't kind of just a academic institution at this point. It's a huge employer. It's a big – I mean, there's a lot of jobs out there and tons of people living out there, not just students and faculty. I mean, it's become a huge kind of cluster of jobs, homes – and there's still lots of development going on out there. So it's, I guess, you know, it's more than just a school.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, maybe that means that there's a role for the regional district, Metro mm-hmm. Vancouver, because, you know, the university area, some of that falls under metro jurisdiction.
Is
you never know.
Is that in electoral area A?
Yeah, a lot of that is in electoral area A. So you do have that argument as well, but, you know, that's to be determined.
Yeah.
Lots of planning still to go ahead, and it's still kind of pie in the sky.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us, Jen.
You're welcome.
Thanks for your time. Yeah.